Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the UBS Global Research Pod Hub, a channel that shares insights from economists, strategists, and equity analysts on the pivotal questions and events shaping today's market. My name is Caroline Li at UBS Shanghai, and I'm here with my colleague Xiong Wei, our China AI analyst. In this episode, we are going to take a high-level look at the economics of modern AI informed by lessons from China's AI ecosystem. Welcome, Xiong Wei. Looking at China's current ecosystem, how are the AI adoption trends in the market, and how might this compare to how they expand into the global market?
Sure, Caroline. Thank you for having me. Previously, we leveraged UBS Evidence Lab's China AI business survey of over 100 IT executives and data engineers to evaluate the AI adoption across organizations. And overall, the adoption trend has been quite encouraging. So a few points to highlight. First is the general AI deployment has clearly moved beyond the pilot stage, with production scaling now underway. Second is AI agents appear to be the next phase of adoption. Although the timeline is somewhat longer, respondents expect it to take around 2 years on average to reach scaled deployment. But with that being said, we think the rapid adoption of OpenClaw-like agent frameworks could help accelerate the process. We also see some interesting differences between China and the US in terms of use cases. In China, adoption is more focused on customer-facing applications, such as visual analytics, whereas in the US, the emphasis is more on productivity enhancement and workflow automation. So in terms of what's holding adoption back, uncertain ROI remains the key constraint, along with various IT-related challenges. Budget, however, does not appear to be a major issue, and management teams generally remain proactive in supporting AI initiatives. So while we already see meaningful traction today, we think AI adoption in China still has room to deepen, particularly in enterprise productivity use cases, especially as digital infrastructure continues to improve.
As an AI user myself for the last 2 or 3 years, I certainly see models move from very rudimentary to now impressive technical achievements. From this achievement, what does it take to evolve into a product that can be deployed widely across industries and still remain competitive?
I would highlight two key factors. First is we have to see continued improvement in model intelligence and capabilities, which enables the models to be able to complete a wide range of tasks and deepen adoption of agentic products and functionalities. Second factor is the continued decline in inference cost, which would expand the range of economically viable AI use cases. So over the past, we have seen the sharp reduction in inference cost that made model services significantly more affordable globally. And according to some third-party resource, inference costs actually have fallen by roughly 1,000 times over the past 3 years. And in China, we're encouraged to see that major AI labs focus very heavily on improving model efficiency via technology innovation. Chinese models are offered at very competitive pricing points relative to global peers, which we believe can help accelerate AI adoption across industries and markets.
China models' cost competitiveness is certainly something global investors are aware of. If we are to look at China's ecosystem, what factors do you think are emerging as other most important sources of long-term competitive advantage for the Chinese model companies?
I think if we look at longer-term success, a number of factors, for example, the model capability, cost efficiency, ecosystem, distribution channel, you know, all that could matter in the long-term success for the overall AI industry. But still, right now, we're at the early stage of the global AI race. So we still think, you know, model intelligence remains the key factor to assess the competitiveness and commercialization outlook. China's AI models have been making pretty rapid progress in the past to catch up with global peers in model capability. And in addition, you know, as AI adoption shifts towards scaled deployment, we also expect cost efficiency to become increasingly important. That's where we feel China's AI models have demonstrated very robust advantages. Therefore, we are rather positive on the long-term competitiveness of China's models in the global market.
Great. You do establish the rapid advance in China AI models in terms of its efficiency, in terms of cost optimization. If you can talk about how to bring this into economics, or more specifically for investors, ROI and ROI of building and deploying AI?
Yeah, sure. That's actually a great question. You know, one trend we have been paying close attention to is that enterprise AI adoption appears to be shifting from token maximization towards more ROI-driven token optimization. Earlier this year, with the rise of coding agents, some enterprises used, you know, internal token usage dashboard or leaderboard to encourage AI adoption for their employees. The focus at that stage was on just driving engagement and increasing usage. But more recently, we started to see growing focus on token economics. You know, both enterprises and model developers start to focus more on whether incremental token consumption actually translates into measurable productivity gains. For example, we've seen some enterprises reassess token usage incentives. In some cases, companies have reportedly discontinued that internal AI token leaderboard after finding, you know, high token consumption does not necessarily lead to better outcomes. And some enterprises started to assess their AI subscription and usage policies given the rising AI bills. As these enterprises and users become increasingly disciplined in how they allocate AI budget, cost efficiency should become a more important consideration, especially for the high volume workloads where frontier model performance is not necessary. And in our view, China's rapid advances in efficiency and cost optimization, together with the continued improvement in model performance, should increase the competitiveness of China's AI models in enterprise deployment, especially for the high volume and repetitive task. We do believe we have seen a very visible ROI advantage for China's models, and that should support their longer-term share gain in the global market over time. We already saw a number of integrations of Chinese models across overseas applications and platforms, which is encouraging evidence of that increasing adoption.
I want to follow up on the market structure and competition. Obviously, the market continues to grow. As such, do you expect users to concentrate around a few leading models, or is the market likely to become more fragmented or segmented over time?
Yeah, the industry itself is certainly evolving very fast. So for the market structure, we'll have to keep monitoring that development. So far, the dynamics in the US seems to suggest that, you know, we have concentration around a few leading models. The market landscape in China is less consolidated, so maybe we may see more consolidation over time. But with that being said, we do not expect the foundation model industry to resemble the winner-takes-all market structure of the internet sector for two key reasons. First is the difference in cost structure, because, you know, internet companies typically, they have very low marginal cost and therefore can benefit from improving unit economics as they scale. The second factor to consider is the competitive moats, because internet companies, they benefit from strong network effects, which can make market leaders difficult to be disrupted. So we expect competition among model providers to remain relatively intense and market share may be more fluent. In addition to that, I think the demand side is evolving as well, especially as AI adoption depends. Enterprises and users become more sophisticated. We also believe demand could become more tiered, where different use cases could have different requirements on model capabilities and cost, and therefore different models that are most suitable. So for now, our preliminary thought on the market structure is there could be a premium segment versus mass market segment where models with leading performance can still enjoy strong pricing power, and potentially take a larger share in the industry revenue pool. and models with good cost performance can take maybe a larger volume share.
This is a very fascinating and extensive topic. In the interest of time, just one final question for today. What's your view for the industry landscape in the next 12 months, but also beyond the next 12 months? When we look at, say, emergent AI labs versus incumbent players, hyperscalers, how should we think about the impact each of those players could have?
Yeah, sure. Competition actually has always been a top concern for China's AI labs, both against domestic internet incumbents, also against global leaders. Specifically regarding the competitive dynamics between emerging AI labs and internet incumbents, so far it appears that AI labs have demonstrated stronger momentum than the incumbents in model development and model launches globally. But we also want to emphasize that we think the AI strategy between labs and incumbents is also different. For labs, because they have no legacy business and are purely focused on model development, the top priority for them is to improve model performance and efficiency in order to be competitive globally. But for the internet leaders, they have large user base and a wide range of existing businesses. They are more focused on domestic market and consumer-facing services. They are also, we think, more focused on leveraging the full stack AI capability that they enjoy and integrating them into their own ecosystem. So we do not actually think it's necessarily a head-to-head competition between the two groups. And it will be interesting to see how the different AI strategy will play out among each of the key players in the future.
Thank you, Wei, for all your interesting insights. We would like to thank you all for listening to this episode about China AI market. If you have enjoyed this, please stay tuned to more on UBS Pod Hub. Thank you.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries and or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content and has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction, where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept liability over any such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. Copyright UBS 2026. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.